Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most rewarding themes in the whole course. Theme 2, local area, holiday and travel. Whether you love talking about your dream holiday destination or you just want to nail those marks in the exam, this episode has got you covered. We're going to go through the core vocabulary and grammar, look at exactly what the examiner wants to see, tackle the most common mistakes students make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Theme 2 is all about describing where you live, talking about your local area, and discussing holidays, past, present, and future. This theme appears across all four skills: listening, reading, speaking, and writing. That means the vocabulary and grammar structures you learn here will come up again and again throughout your exam. It's genuinely one of the highest value themes to master. Now, let's talk vocabulary. The core vocabulary for this theme falls into a few key groups. First, places in a town or city. You need to know la mairie, the town hall, la bibliothèque, the library, la piscine, the swimming pool, le centre commercial, the shopping centre, la gare, the train station, l'église, the church, le musée, the museum, and le marché, the market. Practice these until they feel automatic, because describing your local area is a classic speaking and writing task. Next up, transport vocabulary. This is absolutely essential. You need to know le train, the train, le bus, the bus, la voiture, the car, l'avion, the plane, le vélo, the bicycle, le bateau, the boat, le métro, the underground, and le tramway, the tram. Now, here's a key grammar point. When you say you travel by a form of transport, you use the preposition en for most vehicles. En voiture, en train, en avion. But you use à for bicycle and on foot. À vélo, à pied. Examiners love seeing this distinction used correctly, so make sure you've got it nailed. Now, let's move on to holiday vocabulary. You'll need to describe where you went, what you did, and what it was like. Key phrases include les vacances, the holidays, la plage, the beach, la montagne, the mountains, la campagne, the countryside, l'étranger, abroad, un hôtel, a hotel, une auberge de jeunesse, a youth hostel, and faire du tourisme, to go sightseeing. When describing activities, think about verbs like se baigner, to swim in the sea, se bronzer, to sunbathe, visiter, to visit, se détendre, to relax, and faire des randonnées, to go hiking. Right, now for the grammar, and this is where candidates really separate themselves. The single most important grammar skill for this theme is using three tenses: the past, the present, and the future. Examiners are specifically looking for this, and it is worth marks at every level. For the past, you use the passé composé. This is formed with avoir, or être, plus a past participle. For example, j'ai visité Paris, I visited Paris. Or using être, je suis allé en Espagne, I went to Spain. Remember, verbs of movement like aller, venir, partir, arriver, and rester all use être as their auxiliary verb. And don't forget, if you use être, the past participle must agree with the subject. So a female speaker would say, je suis allé en Espagne, with an extra E on aller. For the present tense, you're describing your local area, or what you normally do. For example, j'habite dans une grande ville, I live in a big city. Or, il y a beaucoup de choses à faire, there are lots of things to do. The present tense is your foundation, but don't rely on it alone, you need all three. For the future, the easiest option at GCSE is the future proche, the near future, formed with aller plus an infinitive. For example, l'année prochaine, je vais visiter la France. Next year, I am going to visit France. If you want to really impress the examiner, you can also use the simple future tense, j'irai en France, I will go to France. That kind of sophistication earns you marks in the higher bands.
Now let's talk about giving opinions, because this is absolutely crucial for reaching the higher marks. Examiners want to see that you can not only state an opinion, but justify it. The magic formula is opinion phrase plus adjective plus parce que or car plus reason. For example, je pense que ma ville est assez ennuyeuse parce qu'il n'y a pas grand-chose à faire pour les jeunes. I think my town is quite boring because there isn't much to do for young people. Or, à mon avis, les vacances à la mer sont merveilleuses car on peut se détendre et profiter du soleil. In my opinion, seaside holidays are wonderful because you can relax and enjoy the sunshine. Opinion starters to learn. Je pense que, I think that. Je trouve que, I find that. À mon avis, in my opinion. Selon moi, according to me. Je crois que, I believe that. And connectives for justification. Parce que, because. Car, because. Donc, so. Cependant, however. Bien que, although. Malgré, despite. Excellent. Now, let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates making. Pay close attention here. This is where marks are won and lost. Mistake number one, only using the present tense. This is the single biggest error. If you write or speak entirely in the present tense, you are capping yourself at the lower mark bands. You must show you can use past and future tenses. Even one or two well-constructed sentences in the passé composé and the future proche will make a significant difference to your mark. Mistake number two, forgetting gender agreements. French nouns are either masculine or feminine, and adjectives must agree. So you'd say un hôtel confortable, a comfortable hotel, masculine, but une ville animée, a lively city, feminine, with an extra E on animée. Examiners do notice these agreements, and getting them right shows linguistic accuracy. Mistake number three, not addressing all the bullet points. In writing tasks, you are given bullet points to cover. Candidates who miss one or more bullet points cannot access the full range of marks. Before you start writing, tick off each bullet point as you address it. Mistake number four, vague opinions without justification. Saying j'aime les vacances, I like holidays, earns very few marks on its own. You need to say why. J'aime les vacances parce que je peux me détendre et découvrir de nouvelles cultures. That's the kind of developed response that earns higher marks. Mistake number five, poor pronunciation in the speaking exam. The read aloud task specifically tests your ability to decode French sound symbol correspondences. Key sounds to practice, the nasal vowels in words like un, en, en, and in, the silent final consonants on most words, the liaison between words, and the distinction between ou and ou, tu versus tu. A quick tip on the 15-minute preparation time you get before the speaking exam. Use it wisely. Read through any stimulus material carefully. Annotate it, jot down vocabulary you want to use, and mentally rehearse your opinion phrases. This preparation time is a gift. Don't waste it. One more grammar structure that will really elevate your work. The conditional tense for expressing wishes and hypothetical situations. For example, je voudrais visiter le Japon. I would like to visit Japan. Or, ce serait fantastique de voyager en première classe. It would be fantastic to travel in first class. Using the conditional shows real linguistic range and will push you into the higher mark bands.
Right, it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'm going to ask you 9 questions. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Ready? Let's go! Question 1. How do you say the train station in French? La gare. Well done if you got that. Question 2. Which auxiliary verb does aller use in the passé composé? Être. Je suis allé, or aller for a female speaker. Question 3. Give me the French for I am going to visit Paris next year. L'année prochaine, je vais visiter Paris. Question 4. How do you say, in my opinion, the town is lively in French? À mon avis, la ville est animée. Question 5. What is the French for youth hostel? Une auberge de jeunesse. Question 6. What preposition do you use with vélo to say you travel by bike? a velo.
Question 7. Give me 3 opinion starters in French.
Je pense que, je trouve que, à mon avis. Great if you got all 3.
Question 8. How do you form the future proche?
Aller in the present tense plus an infinitive. For example, je vais visiter.
Question 9. Name 3 activities you might do on a beach holiday in French.
Se baigner, se bronzer, faire du tourisme. Brilliant work.
Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Theme 2, local area, holiday and travel, is one of the highest value themes in GCSE French. The key to success is, first, mastering your core vocabulary for places, transport and holiday activities. Second, using all 3 tenses in every extended piece of writing or speaking. Third, giving opinions and justifying them. Fourth, making sure your gender agreements are accurate. And fifth, addressing every bullet point in writing tasks without exception. The candidates who do best in this theme are those who have practiced until these structures feel natural and automatic. So keep revisiting this material, test yourself regularly, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. That's how you learn. Thank you so much for listening. Bonne chance with your revision, and remember, every bit of practice you do now is an investment in your exam success. À bientôt!